Blog Talk Radio.
California, Mike Harmon back with you, SwollenDome.com, FoxSports.com, Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you find me all over in the Twitterverse at SwollenDome. Find us at Fantasy Freaks, the big Sunday show, 6 to 9 in the West, 9 to 12 in the East, FoxSportsRadio.com for your podcast. Obviously, you can roll up the rest of the network, get all the information, news, updates, interviews, and bits. Lots of bits going up on the site as well. Fired up today on a Wednesday. Why? I just got my email. Did you get your official email today? The headline, toughest job interview on earth. Came from the NFL Network. Follow the path to primetime on NFL Network. The toughest job interview on earth. Presented by Under Armour. And obviously, as we go through, it's the T-shirt and underwear drills. A lot of lives to be made. You see the articles. Great one up by Matt Bowen on Pro. Can I remember the name of the website? National Football Post. I always wanted to go to the Pro Football Talk. That's a whole other entity. But Matt Bowen, who played at Iowa, he's got an interesting article up, tweeted it out. So you can check that out. I'll retweet it in just a little bit, but just kind of talking about the philosophy. And that's one of those things as we go through the process that we always want to try to understand. Put yourself in their shoes. You've made your name playing on the gridiron for 4 years, run around, you've blown people up as a tackler, you've burst through holes as a runner, you've done the aerial assault thing in the new look NCAA and NFL. You know, hoping to transfer those skills to the NFL. And now your whole career can be changed. The whole trajectory of things that you're looking to do is going to be changed by what you look like in your underwear and how you pass the next 5 or 6 days in terms of interviews, in terms of how you handle yourself on tests, more interviews, more physical tests or mental acuity tests. It's just a very interesting process that we'll go through over the next several days, and we'll be able to watch it all unfold as we have the last couple of years on television and on the internet. You'll have the leaked Wonderlic scores eventually. You've got teams that do their own written tests. In some cases, it seems like it's just a test of, you know, are you going to buy into a system or should we not even go down there? Because if you're not going to write down the answers to a bunch of test questions, can we get you to buy into what we want to do philosophically overall? You know, the test within a test, as it were. But it's a process that, I mean, it's an imperfect science, quite obviously, because you have guys that come in and look like physical freaks. They jump out of the gym. They run a blistering 40 time. But in the end, we talked about this on our Sunday show, the freak show in between the girlfriend combine. We talked about the fact that you're not running around in pads. You don't have a linebacker getting a free shot at you or a defensive end coming and swiping at the ball as you go back to your highest point in your throwing motion. In fact, you're looking at several of your top quarterbacks each and every year. Don't even throw. Robert Griffin III, probably not going to throw any, not going to even throw a piece of candy across a room, lest it be scrutinized. Andrew Luck, the report out, this one does go to Pro Football Talk, of the way the rules are set up. If the Colts wanted to sign Andrew Luck, they could do so as early as Friday. For everybody that's played the Where's Peyton game and the Peyton Manning speculation contest, that wouldn't actually be a bad thing because we could perhaps put to rest all of that if that were to in fact occur. But, you know, we look at the draft board questions about running backs each and every year. We question the overall value of the position as relates to an individual player and how interchangeable players are at the position. Now, you know, we always go into the fantasy realm and you think about, well, who are your workhorses? Who are the guys you trust? You got a handful of backs, and even a couple of those are coming off big injuries. Adrian Peterson still saying he wants to be ready for week one. Well, that's a significant injury you have to think about. You got Arian Foster with the Ben Tate backup. I suspect Houston pays him, franchises him perhaps. Matt Forte in Chicago. You got a lot of opportunity to make big decisions. The wide receiver position, another one that we've been talking about, Stanford Route, gets signed by the Kansas City Chiefs. That news came down just right before the good lady did the countdown, telling me I was coming back on air here. But you have the T-shirt and underwear drills. Everybody's going to get excited. And when we were out there in Indianapolis for the Super Bowl, got some of the stuff set up where you can go and do the jump. You can do the high jump. I didn't bother. I'm short. You can do the shuttle run. Didn't bother. I'm fat. And so on and so forth. But, you know, it was a nice event for the kids. And had some great footage of one of our video editors who stands 6'3", showing he's still got some elevation to his game. Of course, when you're starting that high up, you're going to be impressive regardless. But, you know, that's the big thing as we go through this week of what are you going to tell? What's going to be gleaned in the interviews? What's someone going to say? What's going to be ferreted out from their background checks? Because you know these guys are going through every bit all the way back to guys, you know, grade school, high school friends, their neighborhoods, their families. Where are the issues, where might potential issues pop up, and everything they've done on the field, when it comes down to this, it may not matter. Just may not matter. You might just have the set of circumstances or make that one mistimed statement or what you seem deemed to be a throwaway joke or innocuous comment that suddenly reads volumes for them. As you can tell, dealing with a little bit of a cold, so trying to get through that as well. But you know what? We keep rolling. We keep rolling on a Wednesday. I'm excited. You know, we're a couple of weeks away from the glory of March Madness, spring training, pitchers and catchers are reporting. The note that came down out of Austin, Jason Baratek not in camp as of now, still questioning whether he comes back or whether he decides to retire. And that's one of the big marks as we go. Fantasy-wise, I'm working my way through the position-by-position ranks. You find those up on foxsports.com. Currently working on the pitchers. I went through 60 through 40, or 41, I should say. 40 through 21, going up in just a little bit. And I'm finalizing the 20 through 1. Tomorrow I'll hit the studio for the good folks at FoxSports.com to talk about the wonderful world of NASCAR, the Daytona 500, as well as the top fives and a couple of key fantasy baseball positions. Get the ground running with the big boys, and then we'll dig into sleepers, and we'll start rolling into some of the other news and notes. As spring training unfolds and we see some of the new old faces, new places, and blah, 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 as we get going. I mean, two guys that you can see them on every website. I think they're poster children for this year. And no, I'm not talking about Pujols, El Hombre, and Prince Fielder. I'm talking about Pineda and Carota in New York. Obviously, we've seen guys have great success in one world and then go there to die and be swallowed by the hugeness, is that a word? That is the New York sports scene. And it's an unforgiving 24-hour news cycle that just goes around the clock. And we see many players go to New York after successful careers elsewhere and be swallowed up. For both these pitchers, I question how much the ballpark plays into how they'll pitch this year. Pineda was dominant in his home efforts for the Mariners last year, but struggled to a 4.8 ERA away. Kuroda, obviously pitching in Dodger Stadium, having a bunch of starts in both San Francisco and down in San Diego, helps keep the ERA down as well. So now you go to the AL East, you get the DH. You know the rationale. I don't need to spell it out here. So we'll be keeping an eye on those guys. They're becoming the kind of poster children for this year in terms of guys that have moved around. With Pujols, maybe a little bit of a dip as he adjusts to American League pitching, but that'll be short-lived. Guy hits wherever he goes, and they've got a solid lineup, particularly if Morales and Trumbo are healthy to start the season. Cowie Kendrick may never get that batting title, but he gets on base, gives him ducks on the pond to drive in, and obviously that pitching staff, one we're excited about as you roll through between C.J. Wilson and even Irvin Santana is the fourth starter. Most teams would kill to have a fourth starter the quality of an Irvin Santana, a guy who could be dominant. Still some tweaks to his game to be made, but this guy that each year comes and pitches well. Now, this coming weekend, this is the last, one of the last days, I think today would be the last day of NBA action before the All-Star game. Remember, in the abbreviated season, everything goes flying faster than the speed of light, and everything was made of, how do we get Jeremy Lin in? I like the YouTube video that was floating around today and yesterday of the kid imploring LeBron James to take part of the dunk contest or something. And I think that's one of the big things we take away over the All-Star weekend. It's just the number of the superstars that don't participate. Yes, they'll play in the game where there's no defense on prime time on Sunday. But we look at the problematic nature of getting these guys involved in the other skills competition. Give the fans a thrill. You know, the dunk contest is going to be fun with the young, up-and-coming guys. You know, Indianapolis represented and Derek Williams of the Timberwolves. But in the end, you know, they're not guys that people are tuning their TV on. Like, perhaps they're just some rabid NBA fans. But this is one where if you're going to try to draw the casual fans in, you need name guys. You can't say, hey, these guys are going to be stars in 3 or 4 years if everything breaks correctly. So that's one element of the All-Star weekend that we keep watching and hoping for improvements on as we go year over year. But in the end, it doesn't matter. They got Lin into the event a little bit, and people still love their dunk contest in whatever fashion that they decide to bring it. Final 2 minutes here. I want to get into a couple of random notes that one that came across just from the Twitter world in the Facebook world that just scared the hell out of me. I will retweet and get a post up on SwoleDome.com to show you what the hell this thing looks like. But the promotional schedules have started to come out for baseball teams. So I'll be going through and trolling and seeing what the best giveaways are and show you what you'll need to be bidding on eBay. The Tampa Bay Rays on June 29th are giving away the Don Zimmer teddy bear. Yes, it's a teddy bear wearing a Tampa Bay Rays hat that has Don Zimmer's face. I'm intrigued and frightened at the same time. Jake Owen appeared on Jimmy Kimmel last night. He showed up with a Steel Panther shirt on. You've ever heard of Steel Panther? They do some original songs, but basically do an homage to the wonderful world of the Sunset Strip and the glam era of rock. And he was wearing a T-shirt commemorating the band. So I want to just give some love to Jake Owen. He's got a big hit going on right now. You only call me when I'm drunk is the one line that just keeps coming back, you know, basically the drunk dialing song. So I think what this one's going to be called. Maybe we'll work on one for the Freak Nation that expounds on such an event. As we know, all of you in Freak Nation and Inside the Dome have done that along your careers. But that's going to do it for this time around. I am Mike Harmon of SwollenDome.com, FoxSports.com, Fox Sports Radio. Tomorrow, get into a little more of the baseball stuff. We'll see if we have some new information on the early times coming out of the combine and what the feeling is around Indianapolis. I know there's big debates in terms of the wide receiving position. Michael Floyd, the guy that everybody's got a star hung on of, you know, how does he do in his auditions? Not on the field. I don't think there's a lot of question necessarily in terms of what he can do on the field, except perhaps the vertical game and can he get downfield for the speed routes, but more the off-field stuff and how he does in the interview process, whether that matters. Blackman and some of the others will be watching closely as well. But more of the same coming up on the weekend show. We'll break up into more of the early part of spring training. We'll break down the NBA weekend, a little bit of the review of the skills competition and such. Working on procuring a couple of big-time guests to keep you entertained. And obviously we'll have our usual poll and calling questions to engage you in the madness that is the Freak Nation. Back tomorrow, more posts going up on the Dome a little later. I'll have some NASCAR stats and figures to whet your appetite for the Daytona 500. I'll break that down a little bit more over the next 2 days as we get ready for the shift in seasons. Football's in the rearview mirror, folks. You can hang on to it all you want with desperation over the combine and hope to see some contract signings here in short order. But for the most part, it's time to start thinking about some of the other sports, basketball. Start talking about a little bit of the NBA, the NHL, college basketball getting rolling, and more as we get on into the spring. I want to thank you for jumping inside the Dome. I'll see you next time. I am Mike Harmon, your humble host. Peace.